Finding the Core at Southwest Airlines. It's common knowledge that Southwest is a successful company, but there is a shocking performance gap between Southwest and its competitors. Although the airlines industry as a whole has only a passing acquaintance with profitability, Southwest has been consistently profitable for more than 30 years. The reasons for Southwest's success could and do fill up books, but perhaps the single greatest factor in the company's success is its dogged focus on reducing costs. Every airline would like to reduce costs, but Southwest has been doing it for decades. For this effort to succeed, the company must coordinate thousands of employees, ranging from marketers to baggage handlers. Southwest has a commander's intent, a core, that helps people guide this coordination. As related by James Carville and Paul Begala, Herb Kelleher, the longest-serving CEO of Southwest, once told someone, "I can teach you the secret to running this airline in 30 seconds. This is it. We are the low-fare airline. Once you understand that fact, you can make any decision about this company's future as well as I can." Here's an example, he said. Tracy from marketing comes into your office. She says her surveys indicate that the passengers might enjoy a light entree on the Houston to Las Vegas flight. All we offer is peanuts, and she thinks a nice chicken Caesar salad would be popular. What do you say? The person stammered for a moment, so Kelleher responded, "You say, Tracy, will adding that chicken Caesar salad make us the low-fare airline from Houston to Las Vegas? Because if it doesn't help us become the unchallenged low-fare airline, we're not serving any damn chicken salad." Kelleher's commander's intent is, we are the low-fare airline. This is a simple idea, but it is sufficiently useful that it has guided the actions of Southwest's employees for more than 30 years. Now, this core idea, the low-fare airline, isn't the whole story, of course. For instance, in 1996, Southwest received 124,000 applications for 5,444 openings. It's known as a great place to work, which is surprising. It's not supposed to be fun to work for penny pinchers. It's hard to imagine Walmart employees giggling their way through the workday. Yet somehow, Southwest has pulled it off. Let's think about the ideas driving Southwest Airlines as concentric circles. The central circle, the core, is the low-fare airline. But the very next circle might be, have fun at work. Southwest's employees know that it's okay to have fun so long as it doesn't jeopardize the company's status as the low-fare airline. A new employee can easily put these ideas together to realize how to act in unscripted situations. For instance, is it all right to joke about a flight attendant's birthday over the PA? Sure. Is it equally okay to throw confetti in her honor? Probably not. The confetti would create extra work for cleanup crews, and extra cleanup time means higher fares. It's the lighthearted business equivalent of the foot soldier who improvises based on the commander's intent. A well-thought-out simple idea can be amazingly powerful in shaping behavior. A warning. In the future, months after you've put down this book, you're going to recall the word simple as an element of the success checklist, and your mental thesaurus will faithfully go digging for the meaning of simple. And it's going to come back with associations like dumbing down, shooting for the lowest common denominator, making things easy, and so on. At that moment, you've got to remind your thesaurus of the examples we've explored. The low-fare airline and the other stories in this chapter aren't simple because they're full of easy words. They're simple because they reflect the commander's intent. It's about elegance and prioritization, not dumbing down.